New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani has announced a new zoning and housing plan to combat the record low vacancy rates in New York City. This plan is set to build almost 200,000 new affordable homes, preserve another 200,000, and even create innovative financial tools to make New York City government more effective. This issue has been a crisis that the New York City government has been battling to solve and now has finally put their promise into action. New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani spoke at today's press conference.
When New Yorkers can afford a home, they can afford to dream. Yet the opportunities of the past have drifted out of the present's reach. It is nearly impossible today to find affordable housing in New York City. We face one of the most severe housing crises in American history. It is the single largest driver of the affordability crisis. All over Harlem now, there is felt the same bitter expectancy. There is nothing anyone can do about it. Today, too many New Yorkers feel the sense that nothing will ever get better as they watch the rent climb, as they stay up late trying to find a way to afford to stay in the city that they love.
Not only has there been issues regarding the affordability of housing in New York, but exploitive landlords have also contributed to the ongoing challenge of housing preservation. This has ultimately led to an increase in individuals having to relocate or their housing conditions to deteriorate. Among those that spoke at the conference, Sumati Kumar, an advocate for tenants in New York City.
For decades, our city has centered its policies around landlords and developers who, in a quest to squeeze profit out of our homes, have made our city completely unaffordable to us. We've watched our rents skyrocket while our living conditions got worse. We've watched as more and more tenants hand over more and more of our paychecks every month just to keep a roof over our heads. And we've watched our landlords use our rent not to repair our homes, but to make themselves and their investors rich, buy up more housing, and pay off their speculative debts.
One of the primary goals of this project is for the new future to become a reality quickly. Mayor Mamdani, his administration, and many other housing organizations are taking steps to ensure a speedy transition of the new housing regardless of setbacks and are determined to make this a reality. This new plan will not only build new affordable homes, but will make it easier for residents to find housing at faster rates. Carlina Rivera, President and CEO of New York State's Affordable Housing Association.
The administration has committed to a true one-stop shop for affordable housing approvals, a central project management team that will clear the log jams that has been created by 15 different agencies that has delayed our projects for years. Speed promises to shave off anywhere from 8 to 24 months from project timelines. That is real money saved and real homes built faster. This plan seeks to improve Housing Connect, cut the time to lease units, and house New Yorkers faster.
Amongst the measures taken by the new zoning and housing plan, Mayor Mamdani and his administration has also included a new vision for NYCHA, the largest public housing authority in North America, with their goal of expanding the participation of the tenants and residents' associations. Not just that, but throughout the building process of the new homes, the New York City government will make sure to provide equitable pay for individuals working on this project. Overall, this plan is not just set to aid those who are in need of affordable housing, but also increase participation in decision-making and provide jobs in the near future. This is Brianna Vasquez for KPFA News.